Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. India's Foreign Contribution Regulation Act becomes a tool used against Christian ministries. Then, the Great Commission calls for a host of skills and talents. We'll get to the story in just a few moments. We'll begin today in India, which is clamping down on non-government organizations that receive foreign funding, putting many Christian ministries at risk of being expelled from the country. Many prominent NGOs, including Compassion International, have already lost their licenses. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says, the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act used to have straightforward requirements.
Now it seems like the government is using this act as an excuse to say, okay, we need to see your books. We need to see what money is coming. Where is it coming from? What organizations are supporting you? And if they don't like what you're doing with that money, then your license is revoked.
Nettleton says the targeting goes beyond ministries that are explicitly evangelizing.
The sad part of the way they are enforcing this law now is so many Indians are suffering because these charity organizations are not allowed to function in the country.
Please pray for ministry leaders and government officials, including Prime Minister Modi.
His government has never really hidden their Hindu nationalist agenda. Let's pray for them to be impacted by the gospel.
There's more at our website. Next, for many families across the United States, addiction will be a difficult part of the holidays. Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says,
imagine sitting down at Thanksgiving dinner with your son or daughter and something's not right. They've got a hangover, or you just know that something is off and you don't know what to do.
According to a 2023 national survey, nearly 17% of Americans aged 12 or older dealt with substance abuse in the previous year. If your family personally experiences this,
the number one thing that we as Christians need to do at the Thanksgiving or the Christmas table is to just love those who are there, show them the love of Jesus, even if things are rough and the attitudes are raging. A second thing would be just to help them through the process, help process things in life.
Sometimes it means processing the loss of a loved one together, but sometimes loving them becomes deeply complicated. Bauer offers the Lighthouse's new booklet called What Do I Do Now?
It's a guide for the family members to know how to deal with those who struggle with life-altering addiction.
Ask God to fill families this holiday season with His love and wisdom.
We need to be prepared. We need to have a strong mindset focused on Christ going into the holidays, and we can get through this.
And finally, when we think of missions, we often picture pastors or frontline workers bringing the gospel to unreached corners of the world. Yet the Great Commission requires a variety of skills and talents, even unconventional ones, and Mission Aviation Fellowship is proof. MAF relies on missionary pilots and mechanics, but they also need staff in tech support, education, administration, and even human resources. Marion Tucker, MAF's Vice President and Chief People Officer, shares a prayer that captures the heart of missions. As we pray, ask the Holy Spirit how God can use you for kingdom work.
I just pray, Lord, for everyone listening right now, dear God, that they may desire to come alongside Mission Aviation Fellowship, that you touch hearts, dear God, to be a blessing, to sow into this ministry, dear God. The vision is big. The mission is rich. It's kingdom mission. And so as people listen, dear God, I pray that their hearts will be drawn, dear Lord, to sow, to donate, to contribute, so that those you have sent out, dear God, will be able to go out knowing that, yes, they are going to give their skills and that which they need, the financial resources, dear Lord, will be met.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
I speak Jesus over every one of us, O God, and pray that you enable us to play our own part in the furtherance of kingdom work.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.